You reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music. And we continue with part two, celebrating Black History Month here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry, and if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Follow me, I'll protect you. him again. Let a bass come.
A Bowl of Soul. I had to play you something from the Isley Brothers talking about you better get into something. And you know, there has been some really interesting hot headlines going on again surrounding the presidency of Donald Trump. It was ruled on Thursday, February 9th, 2017, the Ninth Circuit Court said that the ruling against the ban on travel has been repudiated. So now the battle begins. And I'm telling you right now, the Constitution of the United States of America is really being seriously tested. The law of the land is being tested. And you know what? This country is still holding up, even with this type of presidency that we have. The law stands. And the Ninth Circuit Court, they ruled against the travel ban. That is a victory, but it's only beginning. Because now, after the Ninth Circuit Court, it now goes to the Supreme Court. Also, threats have been made against judges who basically uphold their decision that the ban is crazy. Okay? So there have been threats against judges in immigration ban cases that leads to increased security. So the next step is, I'll see you in court. This is A Bowl of Soul. We are celebrating Black History Month, because February is Black History Month. I'm also celebrating my 51st birthday, which was on February 9th. And I'm going to be playing you some music from the year of my birth, 1966. I feel that 1966 was a year of turbulence. Also, it was in this year that the Black Panther Party was founded as well. But I'm celebrating because we still live in a country that will fight against injustice. Coming up next, I'm going to play you some beautiful soul from Mr. Jackie Wilson, talking about, you know what? Everybody's talking, but you know what? The whispers are getting louder. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
The whispers are getting louder. This song was number 5 in February of 1966. This song held the number 5 position for 16 weeks. The whispers are getting louder. Coming up, we got a jam with Mr. Jerry O, talking about Papa Shoe, Papa Shoe, Karate Boogaloo Karate. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Working on out. Come on, girl. Kick it. Up and
giving you some Karate Boogaloo from my man Jerry O on the Shout record label. That was from 1967, giving you some Papa Shoe, baby. And you know, this, you know, on this date in Black history, on February 10th, which was a critical time in 1964, February 10th, 1964, after 10 days of debate and voting on 125 amendments, the United States House of Representatives passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by a vote of 290 to 130. The bill prohibited any state or local government or public facility from denying access to anyone because of race or ethnic origin. It further gave the U.S. Attorney General the power to bring school desegregation lawsuits. And this is on this day, February 10th, 1964. Coming up next, we're going to do the Philly Freeze from Alvin Cash and the Registers. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
Here I am, baby. I'm back again. It ain't the twine, baby. It's Philly Freeze time. Now when I say freeze, baby, I want you to stop.
Good. You heard what they said. I like it. I like it like that. The Philly Freeze from Alvin Cash and the Registers. And coming up next, we're going to give you some sweet soul from the great Mr. Eddie Holman, talking about This Can't Be True. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you.
giving you some sweet soul from Mr. Eddie Holman, talking about This Can't Be True from 1966. It was number 17 and it held that position for 16 weeks on the Parkway Records label. And coming up next, we got some sweet southern soul from Miss Ruby Johnson on the Stax record label, talking about If I Ever Needed Love, I Sure Do Need It Now. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Here I am in the need of so much, from a warm kiss to a tender touch. If I ever needed love, I should. I'm not gonna run from love and new arms to hold. 'Cause if I ever needed love, I should. You don't forget.
Giving you some soul from the legendary late great Miss Ruby Johnson, who was born April 19th, 1936, and she passed away on July 4th, 1999. And she was an American soul singer best known for her recordings on the Stax Volt label in the late 1960s. She was born in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and was raised in the Jewish faith. Miss Ruby Johnson had this beautiful song called I'll Run Your Hurt Away, which was done in 1966. And both songs were written by the legendary duo of Isaac Hayes and David Porter. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, I'm going to give you something sweet from the sister of Dionne Warwick, who Dionne Warwick said was the singer in the family. Miss Dee Dee Warwick talking about I Want to Be With You. And this is A Bowl of Soul. celebrating Black History Month, Miss Dee Dee Warwick, I Wanna Be With You on the Blue Rock record label. That song was number 9, and it held its position for 16 weeks. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Here on A Bowl of Soul, we wanted to give you some soul from Mr. Bobby Powell. And coming up next, we're going to have to skip over that. But it's all good, because I said I wasn't going to tell nobody here on A Bowl of Soul. On A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the team of Sam and Dave, talking about Said I Wasn't Gonna Tell Nobody, which was number 8, and it was number 8 for 10 weeks. You know, 1966 was a hot year for Stax Records. You know, of course, we had Otis Redding and the Marquees, and we had Mabel John, and we also had, again, Sam and Dave had another hit. They had a number 1 in 1966 with Hold On, I'm Coming, and it was a stellar year for Southern Soul. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we just wanted to play that song. We had a little technical difficulties with the CC Rider song, but that's all right. We got to move forward. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, we're playing some reggae, but we're doing R&B as a reggae tune from Miss Jennifer Lara doing Evelyn Champagne King's I'm In Love, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Reggae version of Evelyn Champagne King's song I'm in Love, done by Miss Jennifer Lara. She was a singer on Cokes and Dodds Studio One record label, and she was the cousin of the Tamlins member Derek Lara, and she was taken into the recording studio in 1969 by keyboardist Richard Ace. He was a Studio One session musician, and she added backing vocals to the songs of some of Studio One's biggest names, including Delroy Wilson, Freddie McGregor, Dennis Brown, and Sugar Minor. Her first own recording was released during the 1970s, and she was born in 1953 and died June 11th, 2005. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, want to play you some music. Some music, sweet, sweet reggae music from Aswad, talking about going back to Africa. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Oh,
Giving you some reggae from Aswad, talking about time to go back to Africa. On this day, February 10th in 1989, Ron Brown was a former Supreme Court lawyer. He was elected chairman of the Democratic Party. Ron Brown was the first African American to hold this position in a major political party in the United States. Ron Brown was known to have played a large part in helping President Bill Clinton to become elected president. And this is a bowl of soul. We're going to bring you some new music from Mr. Johnny Britt doing Marvin Gaye's song, You Sure Love to Ball. And this is a bowl of soul.
You should love to ball,
pretty little sexy baby.
Should love to ball,
yeah.
Pretty little sexy mama.
Should love to ball.
You should love to ball,
pretty little sexy baby.
Yeah. Should love to ball.
Pretty little sexy mama.
Should love to ball.
Oh baby,
you should love to ball.
Honey,
you sure love the ball.
Hey, baby.
the ball. Oh, sugar, you sure love the ball. Oh, babe, please turn yourself around. Oh, babe, so I can love you good. Oh, babe, I'll make you feel so good. Oh, sugar, just like you want me to. Oh, baby, you sure love the ball. Oh, honey, you sure love the ball. Oh, baby, you sure love the ball. Oh, honey, you sure love the ball. Oh, honey, I hope you're never free. I love you so much. Oh, baby, baby, don't ever go away. Oh, stay with me, baby. I'll love you night and day. Oh, baby, you sure love the ball.
You sure love the ball.
Oh, honey, you sure love the ball. You sure love the ball.
You sure love the ball.
Oh, sugar, you sure love the ball, baby.
I've got my mind, baby. That's all I can say. Oh, there's no doubt, maybe, that you're my foxy lady. Oh, all I know now, babe, hey, babe, is loving you so. Oh, come on in and let me love you. Oh, babe, climb the wall.
Oh, babe, you sure love the ball. Oh, honey, you sure love the ball.
You sure love the ball, babe.
Hey, baby, you sure love the ball. Oh, sugar,
giving you some sweet soul music from Mr. Johnny Britt. New music talking about You Sure Love to Ball. And, you know, this new single features Marcus Miller and Wawa Watson from the album Marvin Meets Miles, Volume 1. And make sure if you want to catch up with Mr. Johnny Britt, make sure you catch up with him and purchase his single, You Sure Love to Ball, which is a sweet song, and it's a classic song that was done by Marvin Gaye. And definitely, you want to check that out. It's a beautiful, beautiful, sweet, sexy song. And the song has been reviewed on my favorite website called Soul Tracks. So definitely catch up with my man, Mr. Johnny Britt. Marvin Meets Miles, you can purchase that single on Amazon.com music. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next we got some new music from Davy Sage talking about High. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Feeling so low, all I need is you. Cause you get me high, you get me high. When I'm feeling so low, all I need is you. Cause you get me high, you get me high. When I'm feeling so low. I don't need
nobody else if I got you. So take me higher. I wanna live up in the clouds tonight. You're my desire. I wanna lay down in your arms tonight. Oh baby, when I'm feeling so low, all I need is you. Cause you get me high. You get me high. When I'm feeling so low, all I need is you. Cause you get me high. You get me high. When I'm feeling so low. Clouds tonight. You're my desire. I wanna lay down in your arms tonight. Oh baby, when I'm feeling so low, all I need is you. Cause you get me high. You get me high. When I'm feeling so low, all I need is you. Cause you get me high. You get me high. When I'm feeling so low. When I'm feeling so low.
Giving you some soul music from Davy Sage, Nigerian Canadian Davy Sage. And definitely make sure you go to SoundCloud to check out Mr. Davy Sage. He's on https://soundcloud.com/ Davy Sage. And coming up on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to leave you with Somebody Sleeping in My Bed from Mr. Johnny Taylor. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Somebody is sleeping in my bed. That's a bad thing to say, but it's the truth. Somebody, yeah, is sleeping in my bed. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Should have been there, but I was someplace else instead. Lord have mercy, yes I was. And this is what makes it so bad. I had myself a real good woman to hear my every call. I acted a fool and left her for little no reason at all. And now I can't get over losing her. And I know it was all my fault. She begged and she pleaded with me to sit down and have a little talk. Even when I was gone, she said that she cried all alone. And that's why somebody's sleeping in my bed. Oh, yes, it is mine. Oh, don't you know it hurt me so bad? Oh, I can't understand it. Just when I was thinking of coming home, she called me on. She called me, she called me, she called me on the telephone. You know what she said to me?
baby, I'm soon to be wed. And someone here is sleeping in your bed. Oh, don't you know it hurt me so bad? This is what hurt me so bad. If I'd have treated my baby right, I would be sleeping in my own bed. Oh, yes, I would not. Oh, baby, let me call you one time. Baby, why don't you take me back, girl? Baby, 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 baby. You know, giving you some sweet soul from the Rare Stamps LP 1969. Mr. Johnny Taylor talking about somebody's been sleeping in my bed. And I just want to wrap up. And, you know, Trump, Donald Trump, our president, had presented to the country his pick for the Supreme Court, Mr. Neil Gorsuch, but there seems to have been a break because Neil Gorsuch had, you know, he criticized, you know, he really was hurt that that this gentleman, you know, that Trump basically, you know, his attacks were disheartening, he said. He was disheartened by Trump's remarks attacking judicial decisions and even singled out one member of the court as a so-called judge. And, you know, that hurt him to the core because guess what? He's a judge and judges take their job seriously. Apparently Trump doesn't take a judge's job seriously because a judge's job is to make sure that we are following the letter of the law, not following the letter of man. And that is why we have a strong constitution. That's why we have checks and balances. And that is why the United States made sure they put things in place so that we do not have monarchies or tyrannical people that want to lead the country. Remember, we had President Nixon, who thought he was a tyrant, and he had to be basically put in check after he was found out that he was behind the break-in of the Watergate offices. So we are reminded constantly that this country has to be protected, that we follow things by the letter of the law, and no matter how much people think that their money has influence on things, the law speaks for itself. The Constitution speaks for itself. So I'm going to end A Bowl of Soul by letting you know you better get into something like I played earlier in the show, meaning get involved. If you have to put together petitions, if you have to talk to your congressmen or your assemblymen or your senators, make sure your voice is heard, because this country is not going to be ruled by a king. We got rid of that long time ago. So you have a great weekend. We will continue with part 3 of Black History Month here on A Bowl of Soul. I thank everybody for their wishes for my birthday. I'm celebrating 51 years of life, and I thank God for every year of my life. So I want you to have a great weekend. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And tune in to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.